This is 0 Degrees, the coolest news on the net.
Welcome to 0 Degrees News. I'm Kimberly Ryan.
And I'm Matthew LaRotunda.
Oil prices keep up their record-setting pace.
And a Finnish school recovers from a shooting.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Students, lawyers, and civil activists have been protesting Pakistan's parliament because it endorsed President Pervez Musharraf's state of emergency declaration. Police used tear gas and violence to clear out the crowds, drawing criticism. Najam Sethi is the editor of the Friday Times and Daily Times newspapers published in Pakistan. He says that there is a great deal of public resentment and that the government gave instructions to the press to watch what they print.
We are not watching it. None of the people in the print media is watching it at the moment. We feel that this emergency is bound to be short-lived.
Many of the other protesters were supporters of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who called on them to defy the ban on protesting. Bhutto has held meetings with Musharraf to push the need for elections to take place in January. Many people believe that Musharraf has declared this state of emergency as a way to extend his rule. Other opposition governments have joined the protesting, claiming that this act by Musharraf will send the country into a catastrophe.
A suicide bombing in Afghanistan resulted in the deadliest attack in the country since the U.S. invaded in 2001. The death toll rose to 60 people on Wednesday, including lawmakers and several schoolchildren. The president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, declared 3 days of mourning for the victims and started investigating the attack. The bombings occurred Tuesday as children greeted lawmakers on a visit to a sugar factory in a small northern town. No one has claimed responsibility, but Karzai believes it was an act of terror. The Taliban has specifically denied involvement, saying they do not target civilians.
At least 7 people are dead and more than 10 others injured after a school shooting Wednesday in Finland. An 18-year-old man opened fire in Jokela High School in the southern Finnish city of Tuusula, a town 30 miles outside the capital city, Helsinki. The gunman shot students in the school and also fired at police that surrounded the building. The killings appear to have been predicted after a video titled Jokela High School Massacre, November 7, 2007, was posted on the internet site YouTube. 400 students attend the school and are between the ages of 12 and 18.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is enjoying his first Washington visit with lobster bisque, lamb, and George Bush. But Sarkozy's critics say he's become too cozy with the U.S. Bernard Lecomte, former editor of the newspaper Le Figaro, does not see this as a bad thing.
For the first time in France, we have a president who is a militant for good Franco-American relations. There has always been this latent, irrational anti-Americanism within French society and the media, and that was only exacerbated by Bush.
The two presidents discussed improving U.S.-French relations, Mideast peace, and fighting human rights abuses in Darfur and Burma.
Oil prices have reached record highs this week, with the New York Mercantile Exchange estimating $97.10 per barrel on Tuesday. Several factors are pushing the price closer to the dreaded $100 mark, including a weak U.S. dollar, a refinery bombing in Yemen, and the closing of several oil platforms in the North Sea due to upcoming storms. OPEC's reluctance to release more reserves into the market has only fueled the spiking prices. Given the shortages, oil traders are worried about supply meeting demand for the upcoming winter.
Desperate Housewives just got a little more desperate, but not for sex and love. Thanks to the writers' strike, the popular ABC show will stop production because they've run out of new scripts. According to the producer, the filming of new episodes will stop later today. She also said that ABC will run out of new episodes to air before Christmas. The writers' strike that started on Monday is wreaking havoc all over Hollywood, not just Wisteria Lane. Fox plans to stop production on their shows Back to You and Till Death, and CBS plans to stop filming on their shows Rules of Engagement, 2 1/2 Men, and The Big Bang Theory.
Watch out, Donald Trump. Rosie O'Donnell may be on her way back to television, this time with her own show. No more bickering with blonde co-host for Rosie. The boisterous and opinionated TV host is apparently talking with MSNBC to host a primetime show airing 5 nights a week. The reports first surfaced in the New York Times when they said that O'Donnell would take over the 9 p.m. slot, currently occupied by Live with Dan Abrams. If the deal goes through and O'Donnell does get the spot, she will be competing against big names like Larry King and Hannity and Combs. O'Donnell is not new to the solo show, as she hosted her own daytime talk show from 1996 to 2002.
Space giant NASA has something to cheer about. The organization accomplished a major goal this week as the space shuttle Discovery returned to Earth from the International Space Station. For more on this story, here's Dan Aspin.
NASA officials declared a huge victory for the International Space Program this week. The space shuttle Discovery attached a module named Harmony to the International Space Station. NASA spokesman John Yembrick says the completion of the mission is huge for NASA, and also a major development for other countries of the International Space Program.
This mission, designated STS-120, was a huge milestone for NASA because we basically delivered this Harmony module, which is like a connecting portway to allow the future Columbus module for the Europeans and also the Japanese module, Kibo, to be installed later this year and early next year. The Americans and Russians are the only two people right now that have laboratories aboard the station.
NASA will launch both the European module and the Japanese module from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Reporting for Zero Degrees News, I'm Dan Aspen.
Coming up on Zero Degrees News, governor races, sports commentary, and the unseparation of church and state. Stay with us.
We know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey, out of bed.
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to 0 Degrees. The Republican governor of Kentucky, Ernie Fletcher, lost his race for a second term to Democratic candidate Steve Beshear. Beshear cruised to a victory with a 20 percentage point victory over Fletcher. The loss comes as no surprise to Fletcher, who lagged in the polls for weeks. In another governor race, Governor Haley Barbour secured his seat for a second term in Mississippi. Barbour is one of the only politicians that came out of the Hurricane Katrina tragedy looking good. Barbour beat out his competition, Democrat John Arthur Eaves Jr., by 20 percentage points.
Now with a look at what's going on this week in sports, here's commentator Justin Peck.
Thanks, Matt. Football fans will get their fill this week with three good games to watch. On Saturday, Southeast Conference features a matchup between the 18th-ranked Auburn Tigers and the 10th-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. It's the only college football game this week where two teams ranked in the top 25 will play each other. Look for the Bulldogs to win a close one at home. On Sunday, the National Football Conference East has two big games as all four teams will play each other. The 7-1 Dallas Cowboys traveled to New Jersey to play the 6-2 New York Giants. These two teams played in Week 1, where the Cowboys won in Dallas 45-35. Look for this game to be close like their Week 1 matchup, with the Cowboys winning. The other NFC matchup has the 3-5 Philadelphia Eagles traveling to Maryland to play the 5-3 Washington Redskins. These teams met in Week 2 in Philly, where the Redskins beat the Eagles 20-12. Look for a similar low-scoring game, as the power-running attack of the Redskins being too much for the Eagles. That's it for sports. Back to you guys.
The Senate Finance Committee is calling televangelists to confession. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley issued letters to six ministries seeking information on expenses and executive compensation. The investigation will look for improper spending of tax-exempt dollars. Grassley is concerned that the boards governing each ministry are not independent and have approved posh lifestyles for their leaders. None of the ministries being investigated belong to the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. They have until December 6th to clarify their expenditures.
Whether or not he intended to, a man in Danbury, Connecticut, found a creative way to turn himself into police. Smoking is not allowed in the station house, but Scott Snow entered puffing on a lit cigar. When told of the rules, Snow blew smoke toward the officer's desk. When he snuffed out the stogie on a counter, police went around the glass and recognized a distinct smell. The cigar was filled with marijuana. Snow was immediately arrested, and more pot was found inside his jacket. This time, it was not only clothes, it was all cigar.
Many people make 0 Degrees possible. 0 Degrees was produced in part with the American University School of Communication. Our executive producer was Rick Rockwell, our producer was Justin Peck, and our associate producer was Katisha Foreman. Our tech operator was Catherine Stump, our writer was Robin Slagle, music provided by Peter Stone, and the 0 Degrees announcer is Michael Galelli.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Kimberly Ryan.
And I'm Matt LaRotunda. See you next week.